Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
A mother is supposed to be a protector. A healer, a shield against the cruelty of the world. But what happens when the danger comes from her arms? Tonight, we peer into a quiet home in Schenectady, New York, where one woman buried 9 of her own children over the course of 14 years. And no one asked why. Her name is Mary Beth Tinning, and she didn't kill in rage. She killed in routine. She cried at the funerals, accepted sympathy, and then she did it again. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, a childhood of neglect. Mary Beth Rowe was born on September 11th, 1942. Raised in a working-class household in Duanesburg, New York, she would later claim she was abused by her father, though those claims were never substantiated. What is known is this. Mary Beth felt invisible growing up. Isolated. Unwanted. She lacked affection and learned early how to fake it. As a young adult, she worked as a nurse's aide. In 1965, she married Joseph Tinning, a quiet man who worked at a nearby plant. They settled in Schenectady, built a life, and started a family. But behind the curtains of their modest home, something unthinkable began to unfold. The deaths begin. In January 1972, Mary Beth's first child, Jennifer, died just 8 days after birth. The cause was listed as acute meningitis, a rare but tragic occurrence. Then, just weeks later, her second child, Joseph Jr., only 2 years old, died of seizures. Then Barbara, age 4, died from what was called Reyes syndrome. 3 children in the span of a few years. The community rallied, sympathy poured in, but then it happened again and again. Over the next decade, Mary Beth would bury Timothy, 5 months old. Nathan, also 5 months. Mary Frances, 4 months. Jonathan, 4 months. Michael, 3 months. Adopted. Tammy Lynn, just 4 months old. 9 children, 9 deaths, all under one roof, all under one mother. Suspicion and silence. Each time, the cause of death varied.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Sudden infant death syndrome. Natural causes. Unexplained seizures. Doctors and coroners signed the papers. No signs of trauma. No glaring red flags. But the whispers grew louder. How could one mother lose every single child she cared for? including one adopted infant. In 1985, when Tammy Lynn was found dead in her crib, the autopsy finally revealed what everyone feared: smothering. The baby had been asphyxiated, no doubt. Now, there was no denying it. The mask had cracked. The confession. Faced with mounting suspicion, Mary Beth was brought in for questioning. At first, she deflected, cried, played the grieving mother again. But then the walls closed in. She admitted to killing Tammy Lynn, her last child, and then confessed to three more deaths: Timothy, Nathan, and Mary Frances. But despite suspicion, she wasn't charged for the other five. There was no physical evidence, no autopsy results, no legal documentation strong enough to support prosecution. She was indicted for one count of second-degree murder. For Tammy Lynn. Her motive? Psychologists pointed to Munchausen syndrome by proxy, a condition in which a caregiver harms others to draw attention or sympathy to themselves. In Mary Beth's case, it made horrifying sense. Trial, conviction, and a fractured nation. Mary Beth's trial began in 1987. The courtroom was tense. The defense claimed mental illness, past trauma, and even medical misdiagnosis. But the evidence was overwhelming. She had confessed, and the pattern was impossible to ignore. The jury took just 3 hours to convict her. She was sentenced to 20 years to life. Her husband, Joe Tinning, stood by her side throughout the entire process. He never divorced her, never accused her. He simply accepted it. A nation watched in horror. A quiet life behind bars and release. Mary Beth served her sentence at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, where she kept a low profile for over 30 years. She applied for parole 7 times. Each time she was denied, until 2018, when she was quietly released after serving 31 years. She now lives in upstate New York, anonymously. Far from the headlines that once burned her name into the American psyche, the graves of her 9 children remain, and the questions echo still. Mary Beth Tinning didn't strike in rage. She didn't kill to silence. She killed to receive. Cards, hugs, sympathy. The attention she never had until her children died. She wasn't a grieving mother. She was the architect of that grief. 9 tiny coffins, 9 farewells, and behind every tear was intent. I'm Damian Vale, and this was Among Monsters, because sometimes the most dangerous place a child can be is home.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.